I'm back at the start. I had one job, mail the breakup box. Not run out of the post office with the breakup box. In my defense, there was a lot going on. There was that cool and cute Arthur guy who clearly hasn't been burned by the universe before because he actually thought we were supposed to meet. On the day I was trying to mail Hudson's things back to him. I'm sure Arthur is changing his tune about the universe after that marching band broke us apart. I hop on the train and head back to Alphabet City to meet up with my best friend, Dylan. I live on Avenue B. Dylan lives on Avenue D. Our origin story comes down to our last names, Alejo and Boggs. He sat behind me in third grade and was nonstop tapping my shoulder to borrow everything, like pencils and loose leaf. Same deal as we got older, when he'd need my two versions behind everyone else iPhone to text his crush of the week after his own battery died. The only time I ever, quote-unquote, borrow something is when I need him to spot me some lunch money. And I say quote-unquote because it's super rare that I can pay him back, and he doesn't care. Dylan's a good dude. He doesn't care that I like guys, and I don't care that he likes girls. Shout out to my main man, the Alphabet, for this bromance. When I get off the train, I stop at several trash cans, holding the breakup box over them, but I never catch that courage to actually dump the damn thing. I guess I didn't expect the breakup to suck if I did the breaking up. But since Hudson's the one who kissed somebody else, it still feels like he really ended things. Things hadn't been right between us since his parents got divorced, but I was patient with him. Like when I let him planned my birthday and he took me to a concert of his favorite band. But I let it go because it was my first ever concert and the Killers are awesome. Then he didn't show up to my parents' big anniversary lunch. I let it go again because celebrating my parents' marriage after everything with his parents was maybe too much for him. And when we went to the movies to see a rom-com about two teen boys and he just went off about how love, even our own, could never be Hollywood worthy, I stormed off and thought he would chase me and apologize or call my name or literally anything a boyfriend should do. Nothing for 3 days. Not until I called to ask him if we were ever going to talk again. Then he surprised me at my apartment and told me he thought we were broken up. So he kissed some random guy at a party. He desperately wanted another chance, but nope. I broke up with him. For real. Even if he thought things were over between us, he couldn't even wait a week before moving on. Pretty hard not to feel worthless after that. I reach Dylan's building and press his apartment number, and he buzzes me up immediately, which is great because I'm not about that waiting life today. I'm carrying around a box of my ex-boyfriend's things. I'm wearing a backpack with summer homework. Today sucks. I yawn in the elevator. I had to get up at 7 because of summer school. Yay, life. The universe keeps on swinging. Brass knuckles to the heart and ego. I step out of the elevator and let myself into Dylan's apartment because we're that tight. But I'm smart enough to knock on his bedroom door ever since a few months ago when I walked in and he was really going at it with himself. Hand out of your pants? I ask. Unfortunately, Dylan responds from the other side. I open the door. Dylan is sitting on his bed, texting away. He's cut his hair since I saw him last night for dinner. He's the only dude my age I know who's rocking a beard. For the longest time, I swore I was behind on the puberty game since I haven't even grown a mustache. But Dylan's actually the freak show here. Handsome freak show. Big Ben, Dylan sings, putting down his phone. Light of my life, he who is stuck in school. Summer school double sucks because Dylan has been cracking jokes ever since that day I came out of the guidance counselor's office with the bad news. He's just lucky that no one he ever dated persuaded him to skip studying and to trust that the right grades would fall into place. Hey, I say. Cute nicknames aren't really my thing. Dylan points at my chest. That shirt is a thing of beauty, isn't she? His wardrobe consists primarily of t-shirts from indie coffee shops around the city, and he gave me this Dream and Bean shirt last night when he came over for dinner. Dylan hooks me up when his dresser gets too crowded. He doesn't usually let go of his favorites, like Dream and Bean, but I'm not complaining.